The Third Tuesday in Lent, Meekness by St. John Chrysostom. Let us not stop at calling the beloved disciple blessed, but let us do all things that we may also be of the blessed. Let us imitate the evangelist and see what it was that caused such great love. What then was it? He left his father, his ship, and his net and followed Jesus. Yet this did he in common with his brother, and Peter, and Andrew, and the rest of the apostles. What then was the special thing that which caused this great love? Shall we discover it? He saith nothing of this kind about himself, but only that he was beloved. As to the righteous acts for which he was beloved, he has modestly been silent. That Jesus loved him with an especial love was clear to everyone. Yet John doth not appear conversing with or questioning Jesus privately, as Peter often did, and Philip and Thomas, except only when he desired to show kindness and compliance to his fellow apostle. For when the chief of the apostles becoming constrained him, then he asked, for these two had great love each for the other. Thus, for instance, they are seen going up together into the temple and speaking in common to the people. Yet Peter in many places is moved and speaks more warmly than John. And at that end he hears Christ say, Peter, lovest thou me more than these? Now it is clear that he who loved more than these was also beloved. But this in his case was shown by loving Jesus, in the case of the other by being beloved by Jesus. What then was it which caused this especial love? To my thinking, it was that the man displayed great gentleness and meekness, for which reason he doth not appear in many places speaking openly. And how great a thing this is plain from the case of Moses. It is this which made him such and so great as he was. There is nothing equal to lowliness of mind. For which cause Jesus with this began the Beatitudes, and went about to lay as it were the foundation and base of a mighty building, he placed first lowliness of mind. Without this a man cannot possibly be saved, though he fast, though he pray, though he give alms, if it be with a proud spirit. These things are abominable, if humility be not there. While if it be, all these things are amiable and lovely, and are done with safety. Let us then be modest, beloved. Let us be modest. Success is easy, if we be sober-minded. For after all, what is it, O man, that exciteth thee to pride? Seest thou not the poverty of thy nature, the unsteadiness of thy will? Consider thy end, consider the multitude of thy sins. But perhaps, because thou dost many righteous deeds, thou art proud. By that very pride thou shalt undo them all. Wherefore, it behooveth not so much him that has sinned as him that doth righteousness to take pains to be humble. Why so? Because the sinner is constrained by conscience, while the other, except he be very sober, is soon caught up by a blast of wind, is lifted on high, and made to vanish like the Pharisee. Dost thou give to the poor? What thou givest is not thine, but thy master's, common to thee and thy fellow servant. For which cause thou oughtest especially to be humbled in the calamities of those who are thy kindred, foreseeing thine own, and taking knowledge of thine own nature in their cases. We ourselves perhaps are sprung from such ancestors, and if wealth has shifted to you, it is probable that it will leave you again. And after all, what is wealth? A vain shadow, dissolving smoke, a flower of the grass, or rather something meaner than a flower. Or dost thou desire honor? Towards gaining honor, nothing is more serviceable than almsgiving, for the honors arising from wealth and power are compulsory, and attended with hatred. But these others are from the free will and real feeling of the honors, and therefore those who pay them can never give them up. Now if men so such reverence for the merciful, and invoke all blessings upon them, consider what return, what recompense they shall receive from the merciful God. Let us then seek this wealth which endureth forever, and never deserts us, that, becoming great here and glorious there, we may obtain everlasting blessings through the grace and loving kindness of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.